Now, how would you compare this to chiropractic treatment? Someone who's never done both and they're asking you, you know, I've got some back pain and somebody recommended a chiropractor. Why should they choose Egoscue over a chiropractic, or should they do both?
I have a lot of chiropractic friends, and I have two or three that I refer out to that I found in the city here. In every city that we have clinics, I always tell people to find practitioners who are great at what they do, because some hands-on work can definitely assist you in what they're doing. I have chiropractors who have gone through our education system and said, this is the missing link in chiropractic education. This should have been part of our last year in training because of how quickly and effectively the body can realign itself, of course, if the person believes that they can do it. I have the same concept. Joint misalignment causes dysfunction, except ours is hands-off completely, and theirs is hands-on most likely. 90% of it is hands-on, you know, whether it's an adjustment, whether it's network chiropractic, you know, using the networking device, whatever it might be. But Egoscue is completely hands-off. We promote self-reliance. I want you to have a chiropractic adjustment because you choose to, not because you have to.
Well, how do you explain energy flow in the body? Are you into chi? Are you into meridians? Do you see it more physiological? How do you guys deal with that kind of concept?
Energy is disrupted once your thoracic cage can't move the way it's supposed to. You know, the heart chakra and the different energy flows that come from the center of the body, just where the center of gravity of the body is, if you can think of that and tie that into the different chi within the system. If your joints are out of alignment, it's like driving a car and wondering why your tires wear down every 5,000 miles and it's only the back left and the front right. You keep changing the tires, you're going to go through a lot, and eventually it's going to break the system. So you can do all the energy work you want, which comes down to emotional tie-in for sure, but you've got to have the physiological behind it. And I'm just speaking to you from how I got excited about it. The great thing about Egoscue is that we've built a system now that easily takes a person from point A, which is, I'm in so much pain, I can't stand this. I'm yelling at my kids because they're annoying me, because my back pain's taken me to a level where I can't function anymore, to, I've got my life back, I'm empowered to do something else. And honestly, it creates zealots. I mean, people cannot help but going to dinner and then walking up to a person saying, I've been watching the way you walk. If you're not hurting now, you're going to. And the person says, well, my knee hurts. How did you know that? And then they don't even do the work that we do, but because they've been educated about themselves, they become these eyes and ears of Egoscue out there, and it's pretty fun to create those kind of situations.
Well, you know, Brian, a lot of people have pain. They go see a physician, and they kind of guess at what you've got. You know, they might do an X-ray. They feel around. They move your arm. But a lot of people you talk to in the gyms and fitness industry, they don't really know exactly.